It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
And I hope you have something.
Luckily, I do. So this is going to be between now and August 5th
to
7th. This is going to be probably a recurring theme around here in that I'm going to feature, if I get to feature the band, I'm likely going to feature a band that will be playing at Lollapalooza, because those are the bands that I'm kind of checking out right now. So, in my research, because what I'm doing is just checking out all the bands that I'm not overly familiar with, and seeing what they're like, and then kind of the nice thing about the Lollapalooza website is it allows me to create a custom lineup.
Yeah.
So I can hopefully navigate my way through
who you want to see.
Who I want to see, yeah. And I can you know hit all the appropriate.
There's multiple stages. You
acts.
Can't get to everyone.
That's right. So I've been going through to see, you know, listening to all the bands that I've never heard of before, and then seeing what I think, and then continuing to create my custom lineup. So
is APC on your list? Perfect Circle.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
they are. And it, like we were talking about earlier today, just realized that James Iha has rejoined a Perfect Circle, which is cool. So it'll be cool to see, because I don't think he was with them the last time I saw them. That was a long time ago.
He was with them for the Emotive, from Emotive on.
No, I saw them tour their first album.
Okay, so he...
Which was...
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was at Edgefest, I think.
That one, which was La Mer.
Yeah, I think so.
La Mer. And then the second one, which was 13th Step.
Maybe it was that one. I can't remember. But anyways, I saw them at Edgefest. I think it was the same, or maybe it was Somersault. I think it was the same year that Pumpkins headlined.
That was right before 13th Step came out.
There you go.
Yeah.
All I remembered is Maynard got naked on stage.
Yeah.
Actually, he wore a pair of black gitch. But enough about that. So in my research, I've discovered a group from... Actually, I don't know where they're from. I think they're... Oh, that's right, because they're from all over the place. The band is called Group Love, and it's kind of appropriate that their name be Group Love, because they're it's a bunch of Americans that met while on the island of Crete.
What's that?
It's an island, I believe, in Greece.
So what does that have to do with Group Love?
Well, because they... All of them kind of came from different areas of the United States. They all met at this...
and they formed a band upon that one meeting?
No, that's the thing. So they talked about, you know, creating a band when they got back to the States. So they went back to the States. They all went back to their, you know, collective places. And then they, you know, got back together and created a Group Love sort of band.
You know what Interesting. I mean?
So it's not like, you know, a lot of bands... They
know each
band.
Other.
Yeah, because they're all from the same area and whatever. So I think it's kind of cool that that's how they came together. And maybe I don't know. Maybe that has nothing to do with why they're called Group Love. I don't know, but
seems like it should.
Yeah, that's what that's the story I like to tell myself.
And see, if we get those press passes, that's one of the things that we'll get to the bottom of.
Exactly. Yeah, but if we do get those press passes, I was thinking about this the other day. We're really gonna, because I don't want to. When I'm interviewing bands, I don't want to ask them all the run of the mill questions like, so, how long have you been playing together? How did you come up with your band name? In this case, it would do well because we're featuring them and we want to know.
Yeah.
Because we've got our theory. So, you know what I mean? Like we're gonna have to really do our homework and you know. Come up with some hard-hitting questions.
You said it. Well, you've been doing it already, searching all these bands out. And
there you go.
Getting them out there to all these loyal Mono Amigos.
Well, you should start doing your research, too, just in case our dreams come true and we get these press passes.
Hey, every week I listen to these feature bands.
Yeah, but, like, I could be featuring bands that, you know, and missing out bands that you're interested in. You know what I mean?
I've been doing my homework. Don't you
doubt
it.
So, anyways, Group Love. They're an indie rock band. been around since 2009. And you know what? We've done enough talking, so let's just get to some music, and then the Mono Amigos can judge for themselves to see if they go to Lollapalooza, if they want to check them out, or, hey, this is a new this is an interesting thing that we can start doing. We can, how about we say, let's suppose we get the press passes, we can put it out to our Mono Amigos saying, if there's a band at Lollapalooza that we get to interview, what questions would you like us to ask them?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. So you can write those in. You can write them in the chat room, or you can email them to us, or you can just go to the vote page on the McKennaMath.com
yep,
and submit
it that
way.
Message part, yeah.
A lot of different ways to get us questions, and that would be cool, because then we can go to the approach these bands and say, hey, this is what our listeners want to know. This is what the loyal Mono Amigos want to know. And I think if we do go steal, that one of the things that we should do in order to be memorable and for people to take notice of us is to wear sombreros.
Yes. And it'd also keep the sun off our necks.
It'll serve many purposes. Okay, so I'm going to shut up now. And we're going to listen to some Group Love. So here you go. This is Group Love. This first song is called Colors from their self-titled album, Group Love. On 100.3 Sound FM, Mono y Mono.
Yeah, I am a man, 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 up, up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round this town, town, and act like I don't care. So when you see me flying by the planet's moon, you don't need to explain it. Everything's changed, just know I'm just like you. We'll be right back. as those trains go passing by. Yeah, girls are girls all over this world, but there's only one tonight. Stars above, they ain't showing love, then you're looking through a cloud. So I'm gonna get giddy somehow, get giddy somehow. Yeah, I swear I'll come around. Oh, won't you get giddy somehow? Somehow, yeah, don't let life tie you down. So life in ghosts, you've come to toast everything that haunts me now. But you say I'm fallible, yeah, and also but I'm wearing a new crown. And if those stars above, they ain't showing love, then you're looking through a cloud. So I'm gonna get giddy somehow, or get giddy somehow. Yeah, I swear I'll come around. Won't you get giddy somehow? Well, get giddy somehow. Yeah, don't let life tie you down.